Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery, code Wondery.
Happy 2023, everybody. To start the new year, we're looking back at some of our favorite episodes from 2022. Take a listen and enjoy. From Wondery, I'm David Brown, and this is Business Wars Daily on this October 7th. Happy Friday, everybody. You know, it's been a rough few weeks for a giant in the home sharing industry, Airbnb. Back in mid-September, the Wall Street Journal published a report titled, and I quote, "Welcome to your Airbnb. The cleaning fees are $143 and you'll still have to wash the linens," end quote. Yeah, you can imagine how the article continued. The Journal spoke with multiple Airbnb guests who fretted over long chore lists left by the owner. Chores like doing laundry and running the dishwasher, vacuuming, that sort of thing. Despite the fact that, as noted in the headline, a cleaning fee is paid by Airbnb guests for each stay. For the host's part, a few told the Journal that COVID-19 had made sanitation and cleaning extra important, and inflation had hiked up the price of cleaning services, huh? Still, guests who'd been subject to tasks like mowing the lawn, yes, that really happened, and putting away dishes, took to where else social media to vent their frustrations. TikTok user Mel Warrett made a viral video about how an Airbnb she'd researched for an upcoming vacation charged a $125 cleaning fee.
And I don't have a problem with that, but this is what I do have a problem with. So in addition to that $125 cleaning fee, we ask that you remove garbage, fine, remove bed linens, fine, start the dishwasher and a load of laundry. Now maybe this is like entitlement or privilege talking, however, if I'm paying $229 a night to stay somewhere, plus a $125 cleaning fee, I'm not doing any f***ing laundry.
She went on to say, yes, it's just a load of laundry, but to be asked to do that after paying over $200 a night for the place and a cleaning fee? Well, she said it's the principle of the matter. The TikTok was shared by Business Insider, which reached out to Airbnb for comment. Airbnb told Business Insider that 45% of global listings charge no cleaning fee at all, and for those that do, it's generally less than 10% of the total reservation cost. Okay, fair point. But for those guests who have to pay the fee and clean up themselves, well, you can see the pickle Airbnb is in. And of course, when Airbnb is in a pickle, you know at least one industry must be feeling somewhat optimistic. The hotel industry, of course. You'll remember that Airbnb was originally pitched as a hotel alternative. Instead of staying in a stuffy high-rise, get an Airbnb and live like a local. But most hotels don't have what Airbnb does, a cleaning fee on top of what it costs to stay there. Hilton Hotels, for one, jumped on this anti-homeshare fervor even before the Journal's damning reporting was released. Hilton's latest ad campaign is called It Matters Where You Stay, and it was rolled out this past July. One ad features a family unpacking in a haunted house with a long list of rules scrawled on the wall in marker, which honestly looks a lot like blood.
Huh. They look different online.
Jeez. Wow, that's a lot of rules.
Now, to be fair, the campaign also takes aim at shoddy roadside motels. But the dagger at Airbnb, and Vrbo for that matter, is clear and sharp. And the sentiment shared by disgruntled Airbnb customers could mean the needle is shifting ever so slightly in hotels' favor. After all, as the Journal reported, long chore lists and increasing fees are causing some would-be Airbnb guests to just, you know, check into the local hotel. Alas, the battle between home-sharing giants and established hotel chains is ongoing, and there's no end in sight. But a couple of cheeky ads and a long, long list of chores could be swaying things. From Wondery, this is Business Wars Daily. I'm your host, David Brown, written and produced by Jessica Yarmosky. Our executive producers are Tina Rubio and Marshall Libby. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Business Wars Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
If you travel, you know how to pull off a perfect getaway. You know, after you enroll with your Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card, you get up to $10 back monthly on U.S. rideshare purchases with select providers, like a car to the airport. You know which remote retreats have the best herbal baths and where the Wi-Fi password is rarely used. Because you're the escape artist. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Purchases must be on card. Visit go.amex/you know.